AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The Secret Service has detained a man who was flying a small drone in a park outside the White House. A Secret Service spokesman says the man was asked to land the device, which was examined and declared safe. Philadelphia's fire chief says the body of an eighth victim has been found at an Amtrak crash site 2 days after a deadly derailment. Commissioner Derek Sawyer.
We were able to find one other passenger in the wreckage. We utilize our hydraulic tools to open up the train a little bit more so that we can reach the person, and we're able to extricate that person and have them transported to the medical examiner's office.
Amtrak, meanwhile, says limited train service between Philadelphia and New York should resume on Monday. American and Nepalese searchers still can't find a missing Marine Corps helicopter. National Security correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
It's been 2 days since the chopper with six Marines and two Nepalese soldiers aboard vanished while delivering earthquake relief supplies.
We searched potential recovery locations, known relief routes, and local reports, all with negative results.
Colonel Steve Warren says American, Indian, and Nepalese aircraft have been looking while Nepalese soldiers are scouring some very difficult ground.
The biggest problem, frankly, is the terrain.
The hope remains the aircraft did not crash, but instead had to put down in a spot where it has no radio signal. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The Labor Department says the number of people looking for U.S. employment benefits ticked lower last week, pushing down the four-week average of applications to its lowest level since April of 2000. Weekly applications fell 1,000 to a seasonally adjusted 264,000 last week. That's just above a 15-year low reached 3 weeks ago. This is AP Radio News. Activists say thousands of Rohingya and Bangladeshi migrants abandoned at sea by human traffickers are drifting in the South China Sea and Gulf of Thailand. Correspondent Eileen Ng has more.
Anywhere up to like 6,000 to 8,000 of them who are believed to have been stranded on the boat after they were abandoned by smugglers, by traffickers. So what's happening now is that none of the countries want to accept these boats. Thailand, Malaysia, and Indonesia, it has become a regional problem.
A federal court has blocked a new Utah law that bans price fixing for contact lenses. Lens makers Alcon Labs, Johnson & Johnson, and Bausch & Loeb argue that the law is an unconstitutional overreach written specifically to benefit Utah-based online discount retailer 1-800-CONTACTS. They say setting minimum prices protects eye doctors from being undercut. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.